Social Security Administration publication. How Social Security can help you when a family member dies. Publication number 05-10008, April 2025. Produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. Introduction. Social Security is here to support you when you lose a family member. Contacting us when you lose a loved one is very important. This ensures that we can provide information about benefits you may be entitled to. You may be eligible to receive Social Security benefits if your loved one worked long enough in jobs protected by provisions in the Social Security Act for benefits eligibility. What to do? There are a few things you need to do. Give the deceased Social Security number to the funeral director because they usually report the person's death to us. Contact us as soon as you can make sure your family gets all the benefits they're entitled to. Who can get Social Security survivor's benefits? We can pay a one-time lump sum death payment, LSDP, of $255 to the surviving spouse if they were living with the deceased. They were living apart from the deceased and eligible for certain Social Security benefits on the deceased's record. If there's no surviving spouse, a child who's eligible for benefits on the deceased's record in the month of death can receive this payment. Certain family members may be eligible to receive monthly benefits, including a surviving spouse who is age 60 or older, age 50 or older if they have a disability, any age and caring for the deceased child who is younger than age 16 or who has a disability and is receiving Social Security benefits, an unmarried child of the deceased who is either younger than age 18 or up to age 19 if they're a full-time student in an elementary or secondary school, age 18 or older with a disability that began before age 22, a stepchild, grandchild, step-grandchild, or adopted child under certain circumstances, parents age 62 or older who are dependent on the deceased for at least one half of their support, a surviving divorced spouse under certain circumstances. More information. If the deceased was receiving Social Security benefits, you must return the benefits received for the month of death and any later months. If the payment was received by direct deposit, contact the bank or other financial institution. Ask them to return any funds received for the month of death or later. If the benefit was paid by check, please do not cash. Instead, return the checks to us as soon as possible. Keep in mind that eligible family members may be able to receive survivor's benefits for the month the beneficiary died. Visit our survivor's benefits webpage at www.ssa.gov/survivor for more information. Contacting us. There are several ways to contact us, including online, by mail, by phone, and in person, by appointment. If you cannot use our online services, we can help you by phone or make an appointment to come into an office when you call our national toll-free 800 number. If you don't have access to the internet, we offer many automated services by telephone, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so you may not need to speak with a representative. Call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213 or at our TTY number 1-800-325-0778 if you're deaf or hard of hearing. We provide free interpreter services upon request. For quicker access to a representative, try calling early in the day between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. local time or later in the day. We are less busy later in the week, Wednesday to Friday, and later in the month.